This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, March 10th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. It took a while, but South Carolina has jumped into the race to the bottom of educational standards prompted by No Child Left Behind. Neil McCluskey is the Associate Director of the Cato Institute's Center for Educational Freedom. He's also author of the book Feds in the Classroom.
I mean, what's going on in South Carolina, unfortunately, is not all that different from what's gone on in many states. What they're doing is they have a testing system currently in place, the PACT, which is, I think, the Palmetto Achievement Test, basically. And it's, relative to other states, fairly difficult to do well on, to meet what's called proficiency. And a state ends up looking bad under the No Child Left Behind Act if a lot of its kids have difficulty reaching proficiency on their state exams. It can also have some ramifications for schools where they would have to go through, one year have to offer public school choice, and after that they would have to go through some sort of restructuring. So what South Carolina is doing is what many other states have done, which is they said, boy, it would be easier just to call proficient a much lower level of knowledge than we call it now. And then we'd do very well on our exams, and we wouldn't have any trouble under No Child Left Behind. So the House of Representatives in South Carolina last week passed a bill that would have a new testing system where they say, we're lowering standards. Don't worry, we'll still have the same high standards. It's just we're going to call something that's a much lower score proficiency. So this gets them out of trouble and No Child Left Behind, but even more insidiously, they will be telling parents and children they are proficient, and many parents and children think, well, they're proficient under the old testing regime, which might have actually stood for something, and now it'll be meaningless. So they're weaseling out of No Child Left Behind, as you know, it's happened so many places, and they're also lying to parents. So the spirit of accountability is totally gone. But the letter of the law stands.
Parents are busy people. They don't really have a very strong incentive to learn the ins and outs of the state's testing system. They're pretty convoluted, typically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what happens. In fact, in most states, a parent can't even see the test. The content of a test is because questions might be used again and they don't want any cheating. The public can't even get a hold of the test. So even if a parent had the time, they couldn't say, well, can I see one of the old PACT tests and one of these new tests so I can compare what they're actually asking? So parents just simply cannot get the information they need to know whether their kids are actually being taught more. And so, as is almost always the case, this works out not for the kids, not for the parents, but for the bureaucrats, the politicians, the school administrators, and the teachers, who all don't like to look bad under No Child Left Behind. And so they say, well, we'll fix that. We'll just make it way easier to call everyone proficient, and we'll look great.
But they have a pretty strong incentive to do so. There's a lot of money tied to NCLB proficiency, and there's a lot of requirements, a lot of hoops you have to jump through if you don't achieve that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why there's so many lessons learned from this. Not that South Carolina should be, you know, they're not teaching us any lessons many other states haven't about No Child Left Behind and about how the incentive structure works throughout public schooling, where the people who run the system have all the power and the parents don't have any. So No Child Left Behind says, you know, people, politicians watching it say, we're going to require all schools to get all kids to proficiency by 2014, but leaves it to states to define it and does have some punishments if you don't get proficiency. So like you said, all the incentives are make proficiency as easy a level to reach as possible. The thing that's really telling about South Carolina, though, is that a lot of people who believe that government-driven standards and accountability is the way to reform schools have pointed to the state of South Carolina as one of the few that actually has high standards. Well, guess what? They're going to be even fewer now because they've gone the way of everyone else to say, we're just going to game this thing and dumb down proficiency.
It's sort of a prisoner's dilemma for South Carolina. Everyone else is dumbing down proficiency, and if they don't, they're the loser.
Yeah. Of course, the other side of this, though, is even though they had higher standards than most other states, they still were very rarely bringing kids to proficiency at the level the Federal National Assessment of Educational Progress pegs it at. Now, NAEP scores don't carry any punishment, so if you don't meet it, meet NAEP proficiency, doesn't really matter. But so even the best states weren't bringing defining proficiency the way same way the feds were, and now South Carolina is saying that's still way too high. And the thing that has to be emphasized over and over and over again is the people who are really being hurt by this are the kids and the parents who are essentially being lied to when more and more kids hit proficiency, but it means less and less. And until parents are the ones who can exercise real accountability by taking their kids and the money that's supposed to educate them out of bad schools, out of schools that they discover are not telling them the truth, there is no accountability, and the people who run the system will always do what's best for themselves, which is to get the most money and the least accountability possible.
Neil McCluskey is Associate Director of Cato's Center for Educational Freedom. This is the Cato Daily Podcast. You can buy a copy of Neil's book, Feds in the Classroom, at our website, cato.org.